Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Hello, Savvy Scribes, and welcome to another episode. You are probably like, who's the guest today? But my friends, it is just me and you. So sit down, get something good to drink, or take a walk and take a listen today while I am going to be talking all about tips for avoiding burnout as a freelancer. Here we go.
Savvy Scribe Podcast.
A podcast for healthcare professionals who are interested in starting their own health writing businesses.
I'm Janine, a registered nurse and your host. I'm a labor and delivery nurse, mom to these two incredible boys, wife to my best friend, and owner of two crazy Great Danes. I help nurses discover freelance writing as an extra income opportunity with help from my guests. Join us over on Facebook in the group Savvy Nurse Writer Community, or SavvyNurseWriter.com to join our course and membership to create your own profitable writing business.
Enjoy the show!
So the term burnout is something we definitely have heard in the nursing world. At the bedside, it's obviously when we're taking on too many patients, having too many tasks, getting frustrated with coworkers and families, and sometimes even our patients, right? In the freelance world, burnout looks a little bit different, but it's still there. It's still burnout. As a freelancer, you might also feel like you're scurried to get a deadline done, or maybe you're getting annoyed with clients. Either way, when we take on too much in our lives, we're taking from a different cup. Recently, we had these, Deanna Gillingham and I are doing some coaching on the side, and we had two coaching students that are taking on too much. They're taking on too much. They're so burnt out. And so it's not just as a nurse that we hear this, and it's they're taking from all different cups just to fulfill another cup. But you know what? It's always at the expense of themselves. We take from our family sometimes even from our friends, but usually always from ourselves. And it's not good. We know this. I mean, I'm not telling you guys something you don't already know, but today let's talk all about some ways we can address it. Okay. So the first thing you want to do is really just identify your needs. So start to get to know yourself. You could even take like a personality test. I really like the one at 16personalities.com. It takes about 12 minutes and really has results that relate to you. And I know as an introvert, I recharge by being alone, usually in nature. My husband, on the other hand, is very active extrovert, and he really enjoys having company with friends around him when he's trying to relax. That doesn't mean I don't frequently see family and friends, but it's just not the way my brain likes to relax. I also know when I am stressed, I need to do some sort of activity that involves nature, sometimes walking, sometimes running. I always feel better when I come back and I feel refreshed and just ready to go. I'm also a person who likes to start and complete a project at the same time. If I'm cleaning out, say, like a hallway closet, I need to get that done or I like can't relax. It's almost like an obsessive compulsive thing, right? But you know, it's hard for me to like admit that, but it's totally true. Like same thing about cleaning out my pantry, same thing. Like I can't start it if I know I can't complete it. Now, when it comes to like my writing and stuff, sure, I know where to take those breaks, where to batch it out. But when it comes to like cleaning or other types of things, that is what I noticed for myself. So I suggest that you find out what your needs are, what you need to do to relax. Do you like people around you? Do you not? Would you rather be alone? Do you like nature? Do you like exercise? What do you do to recharge? And the second thing is, now that we identified like who we are, you need to block out some time for yourself. And as a freelancer, as a mom, as a wife, I struggle with this a lot. I tend to feel guilty when I try to take care of myself. Going to a gym for an hour a day is something I love to do, but sometimes I don't do it because I want my children to be around me. Sometimes, like I know people that go to the nail salon weekly or they go and get a massage weekly. These are great things to do for yourself if you need it. I like to go out with my girlfriends by myself without my kids, without my husband. And then I also like to just go out with my husband by myself without my kids and without my friends. Sometimes I just like to go on a walk with the dog. Taking time for yourself needs to be something that you can fit into your day. It doesn't need to be hours and hours long. It does not need to be expensive, but it's something even as simple as reading a book alone or taking a shower without someone walking in the bathroom is sometimes all you need. So take that time for yourself. And on the other side of it, you need to also take some rest periods. You guys know, if you've listened to me for a while, one of the time management productivity hacks I love to use is the Pomodoro method. The Pomodoro method helps me keep focus on activities throughout the day. Multitasking is not a good thing. And sometimes taking breaks between tasks can actually help your brain refocus when you come back to it. And so you actually get more done if you're taking breaks. And what I've noticed with my Pomodoro method, I like to set a timer for 5 minutes and then, or 25 minutes and then take 5 minute breaks with a fourth round having a 20 minute break. Try it. You'll be surprised how rested you feel and how productive you are during your day. Some days I might need to take a half day off to make my brain just rest out of that digital capacity. Sometimes like I need to just write instead, like with pen and paper rather than being on my computer. So take some time away, try and take a vacation and just breathe. Now we can't fuel our body without rest, without, you know, taking time for ourselves, but really we can't fuel our body without energy. And how do we get energy? It's by eating right. And I thought when I started working from home that eating right would be natural, right? As a nurse for almost 20 years, I barely ate at work. I would always go into the break room and sneak a treat here or there. And sometimes I wouldn't eat, which isn't good either. And nowadays, I really have to think about the choices I make because food is so readily available and I can eat at my desk. So I try to balance those macronutrients and try and eat as clean as I can. And I would say about 80% of the time, I do that. 20% of the time, I eat ice cream, candy, and drink wine, and that's okay. It's okay. Don't have to be 100%. And the last tip I have for you to help avoid burnout as a freelancer is to connect with others. Loneliness is very common for those who work from home. As human beings, we need people. Don't you feel like the pandemic showed that to us? I know there's those memes out there for introverts and it says things like, so what's the best thing that ever happened to us as introverts? A global pandemic. We could actually be alone. But think about what's the worst punishment in like a capital prison. It's solitary confinement. So loneliness is real and it will affect everyone at some point. Sometimes taking a break to be alone is healthy, but being secluded all the time is not. Some freelancers find that online networking helps them beat that loneliness factor. Personally, I like to spend time and schedule time with like my grandma to have lunch or my homeschool mom friends to meet up with them and their kids. Sometimes I just need to work amongst people to help my loneliness factor or just to get out. And it might not be directly with people. So make sure you connect with others, especially if you're freelancing full time. So let's review those again. First, you want to identify your needs. The next thing you want to do is take time for yourself. The third thing, take some rest periods. The fourth, fuel up and eat well. And the fifth one is to connect with others. I hope you took something away from this podcast episode today. Freelancers, take care of yourself. Take care of one another. That's why we're here. Talk to you soon.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit savvynursewriter.com to help you get started today.